Hi, this is Regan Hager. I'm asking you to support Seattle Theater Group and open doors to the arts. Donate to stgpresents.org/donate. Help the arts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot. My name's Steve Martin. I'm here with Jeff Redding and Dan Droz, and you are tuned into Seattle Today.
I think that's taken.
Really? Is that somebody else use that name?
I don't think they have.
Okay, well, then there we go.
I think it's like we'll just go for it.
Dan, will you copyright that? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. So, Seattle Today. The first, the premiere episode.
How Seattle are we going to get with this show?
Well, we're Seattle experts, right?
We're sitting in Seattle.
In Seattle. We're Seattle experts.
Downtown.
And we're, you know, this is... With the magic of editing, well, who knows what this will turn into?
I don't know about that.
No editing.
No editing?
No editing at all.
Really?
No editing.
Okay, all right.
Top and tail. That's it.
Did we chop out all that other sensitive stuff?
What sensitive stuff?
Yeah, thanks. Exactly. Thanks.
Right on.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Where were we?
Well, we're just getting the show started.
We were talking about...
We were talking about how great Seattle was.
We were talking, yeah, it was. Is it still?
For different reasons. So much different reasons.
There was a second wave of bands that came out, like the Death Cab for Cuties and the Modest Mouse stuff and Postal Service.
Oof.
Like these were Seattle bands, yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Did you know who, I mean...
I didn't
Did
know.
You? Who knew? I mean, literally, can I get a show of hands? Who knew who Postal Service was?
I did.
I didn't. And so I do Postal Service at the Gorge. And it is like, it's a sea of humanity. There's more people than you can hope for. And I'm like, is this? And they're like, it's Postal Service.
Dan.
And you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's their first show in 10 years.
Was this recently?
This is a few years ago.
10 years ago.
This is a few years ago. Is it that long ago?
Yeah.
And it was literally, they're doing this sold-out show. People are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it's their kind of their reunion thing.
Right.
And I'm like, where was I the first time?
Yeah.
I was
bartending in Los Angeles in 2002 or 3 when that song was gigantic.
Okay.
And people would cry when it came on, and
really?
Just as a joke, it was like a pose. It was like a, it was a hipster bar.
Okay.
And so every time it came on, I would play it when I was opening by myself, and I would play it at closing. But anytime anybody would play it during the night, I would skip it.
Okay. you would skip the track.
I had a button I could push.
Right.
Because they'd play it over and over, and
right.
I'm like, yeah, you think so?
Oh man.
Boop. But that was 2002 or 3, and it was gigantic.
Right.
It's gigantic.
So we had the 90s,
yeah.
You know, and then me and Jeff are kids and we're just, it was a magical time. It really truly is a magical time in this city. And then the second wave came along and I don't know.
It was still magical.
Was it a magical time?
Still. All the way until like the turn of the century. All the way until 2000.
I was doing pretty good until COVID. I mean, I was working some shows. I was working.
I thought you were talking about the magic
bands.
Of the music industry.
Oh, the music industry. It's magic.
I don't know. Magic.
What about that early 2000s hardcore scene? A bunch of people talked about.
Like what bands?
I moved away.
Like,
I was here, but I don't.
Blood Brothers.
Oh, like 3 Inches of Blood.
Well,
oh yeah,
those guys too,
like,
yeah.
Like Ozfest bands.
It was more like everybody who came out of bands that came out of Botch.
Is that what we call the Cookie Monster rock?
That was was that
Cookie Monster.
More like the Screamo stuff.
Z is for Cookie. Those type of bands?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved away just to spend the remnants of a buyout. Record label buyout. Like, I can go broke here or in where it's sunny.
So you went to California?
Yeah.
For how long were you able to do that?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, I came back with a son and a wife.
Right, but did you just, do you have that record label dough?
It didn't last the whole 5 years. I got in a band down there that got signed. We got some money and
okay.
And then I was bartending and
right
waiting tables, much like everyone else.
Right, trying yeah. to
yeah.
No, I hit
just
it.
Trying
you,
to be down
you
were, there and do it.
And you, dang, you had three or four.
I got on some label deals.
Yeah, you did. You totally did.
As Dick Rossetti would say, I made it up pretty far up Rock Mountain. But I didn't summit.
See, that's cruel because... Yeah.
I got into the death zone a couple of times, but I never
right,
got to the...
Right,
Never saw the promise. Okay.
The what's magic of...
What's established as the summit?
Like, I guess if you're in a longevity band where you're paying the bills, if you're paying your bills playing music...
Hits.
That's the summit.
You got to have hits.
Yeah, hits.
If you're still touring... Candlebox. They got hits. They're still touring.
Like hits with royalty checks or hits and touring?
You want the checks.
Well, now it doesn't matter. You don't get checks.
Yeah,
now.
The
There's
internet.
No royalties. But
the internet fucked that up, didn't it?
Tour.
Yeah.
And if people still come see you, then you hit the promise.
Does Candlebox still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do great.
They do?
Yeah.
Because they have hits.
They had Green Apple, Quick Step, and
I remember.
At the Paramount.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, that was fun.
But like that was their show. They didn't need us, you know?
Right.
And they do that size venue.
I like that they pulled other Seattle bands kind of from that era onto their shows. That was, that was totally
that was,
cool.
That was fellas of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good dude, that Kevin guy.
Yeah, so there we go, hits.
Yeah. Hits is what you need.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we gonna write our intro song for this?
We should.
Dan told me it has to be crazy short.
I could pull a snippet of the... Of the band, when we were doing our thing.
When we were jamming? Do you still have stuff?
I do.
Wow.
I got cassettes. I got cassettes.
Yeah, cassettes.
Electric Fuzz.
My favorite was, we were jamming one day in your basement, and we were doing pretty good. We were actually clicking. We were doing okay. And then some homeless guy.
He
wasn't homeless?
Lee Boots.
Some dude. Lee Boots. Jeff remembers his name. Lee Boots. Some guy pushes this wall thing over. This thing falls over. And he's like, hey. And he sticks his head through the hole. He's like, hey, you guys sound pretty good. Remember that shit? Do you remember that?
We're in the basement. And the basement window was broken.
Oh,
and so we had a
right.
mattress stuck up against the window. So we somehow deadening the sound to go outside.
Yeah, yeah. Magical.
And he pushes the thing over and sticks his head and the head of a guitar through. Hey, you guys in a band? You guys sound pretty good.
And I went along, or was
no,
just
no,
guy,
he just heard us. And then I was like, go away.
That was the first time. He was like a poor man's mic maker.
Oh, God. That was too bad. That was too funny.
Yeah. Well, he was part of those Rattle Trap guys.
Oh, was he
one
of the Rattle Trap guys?
No, but he was.
He ran with those cats.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, they worked at, they worked at Seattle Foam.
Right next to
Dante's.
The monkey.
Oh, the Monkey Pub.
Dante's across the street.
Yes.
Is that in the U District?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked
it. Is that
liked
Friendly Foam? The foam store?
Yeah. Friendly Foam.
It used to
be.
I liked, you know what, man? Well, I liked Dante's because.
Dude, what was not to like?
I liked Dante's.
$2 pitchers?
Yeah, there was cocktails.
Video games.
And
pizza.
Chicks.
There were lots.
There were a lot of girls
there.
There
were girls there drinking out of pitchers.
Yep.
It was good times.
Yeah, but it was a magical time.
It's gone now. That's gone. Dante's gone. Gone.
Yep. Is it really?
Gone.
Oh, that's tragic.
What about Friendly Foam?
I don't know. I never drank beer there, so I know where it
gone.
Is.
But the Monkey Pub's probably gone too, isn't it?
Probably.
Friendly Foam, the foam store.
Yeah,
where
it's
buy,
probably gone.
Foam things.
Yeah.
It was on.
What was the name of it? He named it after his kids?
Huh?
The owner of the foam store.
Oh, I have no idea who that is.
Right.
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all gone, I'm sure.
Wow.
That's too bad. Yeah. This town.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing.
Remember, oh, my God. What was that place we would go to in the U District on Tuesdays? $2 Tuesdays. And there was a pool tables upstairs.
That was Dante's.
No, it was this different place. It was a different place. When I lived on Ravenna. When I lived on Ravenna, we would walk up from the house.
Like Ravenna and the Ave?
That's yeah, sort of, we would walk to the Ave from Ravenna.
I remember going to a place like that.
$2 Tuesdays.
Was it? It wasn't.
And remember, in the men's room, the urinal had the 90210 girls in the so when you could pee on the 90210 girls.
It had an upstairs?
Yeah, it had an upstairs with several pool tables. Not Dante's. Because Dante's, the pool tables were downstairs.
Were there bands there?
There were bands sometimes.
Was it the one
downstairs?
Was
the
it
bands.
Further up the Ave?
Yes, yeah.
Like
yeah.
University the Sports Bar.
Yes.
Booyah!
Yeah. It was the University Sports Bar. We go there. $2 Tuesdays. Yeah, remember
that?
But we would go there.
It's a hipster brewery now.
Oh, is it? Oh, probably.
God.
Yeah.
But it's been 10 years since I've been in that place.
I was talking to you about the Corrine Duff, the bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
That's where Rattle Trap, the Rattle Trap was the king. They were the kings of the University Sports Bar.
They probably played a ton of shows there, right? Okay, got it.
I played a show, the first show Hit Explosion ever played.
Okay.
With
Shannon's ex? Remember when they were used to be... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hit Explosion was the disco cover band.
Yeah, yeah,
George,
yeah, yeah.
And Reggie Watts, who was the keyboard player.
Oh, really?
Went on to do a couple of nice things currently.
Is he on that?
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on one of the late night shows, right?
Isn't he on a late night show with...
We played together at University Sports Bar.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
And look, he's on TV. And look, Jeff,
we're
hanging out with Don Draws. It's magical.
Yeah,
undisclosed location.
Uh huh. Yeah, but a pretty great location.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's amazing. It's a magical location.
Uh-huh. Have a lot
and
of memories.
And
we
will disclose that location in the future to our super loyal listeners.
Yes.
When we get a Patreon, and
when
all
it
that.
Becomes you know,
when we get
when
listeners,
we can disclose.
When we get listeners.
Yeah.
Are we currently live?
We're not going live. We're with just all the technology problems tonight. We're just going to record it.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. First one out.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, I blame Apple.
What else did we do when we were at that? We were at that house of yours. That was the first. Did you always live there? The one on 12th or 15th. What was that? 35th.
25th. Yeah, 25th. No, I lived there. God, that place was rough.
Ooh.
It was so gross.
Are you still friends with Paul?
Yeah.
He grew the weed in the basement. Is that okay to say? No,
yeah,
it's legal now.
Yeah, it's legal now.
It was great. If you moved in there, you automatically got a share of the crop.
We smoked a lot of weed.
Dude.
He lives in he bought a condo in Bellingham.
Okay.
And he's hanging out in that. Yeah. Yeah. He's still around kind
of. The one crop that I got part of, I had on me when Laughing Man went to Portland and Duke's car broke down and we had to get a tow truck and we paid for the tow truck with that weed. I'm like, would you take some weed? He's like, hell
like
yeah.
Paul from Paul's stuff?
Paul's weed, yeah. It's the most weed I'd ever had at one time.
Right.
It was amazing.
It's probably not that good either.
I don't know. It was free.
That's it was
like,
free.
Kind of
so,
like pizza.
Right.
You know? It's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. Paul was I used to drink his booze when he would leave on tour. I'm sorry, Paul. Only once or twice. That's how I got into drinking Jack Daniels.
He moved because we drove him crazy. He's like, you young whippersnappers.
Yeah, I could never understand why he would want to live there. Well, he lived there first.
He lived there first, and then it just... But he didn't want to find roommates,
right.
So I found roommates.
Right. Did you move in with him?
No, he was there. He was there, and then some girl moved out when I moved in. So I moved in, and then she moved out. She's like, Steve's gross and loud, and... And I'm like, bitch, I'm barely here. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah. A lot of people lived in that house.
Yeah, a lot of people moved through that place, yeah.
I think I had every room in that house at one time or another.
You know, at one point, I had both rooms upstairs.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was not. I liked it.
But then, and then Scott Smith
moved in, so then I just took a room so that you guys could each have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, Steve, was that a house that you owned, or was that one you guys were just walking?
Well, you know what? You know why I moved there? Because downtown got too expensive. So I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm moving to the U District.
I'm just curious, for purposes of conversation, how much was the rent on that house at the
time? Mine couldn't have been more than $200.
$200 a month.
Per room? Or yeah. just for
yeah,
the whole
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, for room.
No, it was like $200 a room.
So about like what?
They might have. They had
bucks
small
for
bedrooms,
the whole thing.
So they might have gotten a discount.
We had a.
You had like smaller bedrooms, so you paid like $175.
When I had that one downstairs, like the where I broke the wall out.
Oh yeah. And it had that weird ledge thing. Yeah,
my bed up there. I think I was paying like $85 or something.
Wait, what
year was this?
That was the 90s. Was it that? Oh, was it that early?
Well, I remember because that's where we were living when Kurt Cobain did his thing.
Right.
Exodus, yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. And Scott was living there also.
I remember, I remember when Cobain committed suicide. I was driving to Yakima to do those really crappy country western shows at the Sundome.
But they paid well.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I didn't have to have a real job.
Right.
And so, I'm in Yakima, and I get home, and I'm like, "What are you guys fucking talking about?"
Right.
Kurt Cobain's dead. I'm like,
"Huh?" What?
But it was before the internet.
Yeah.
And it was before phones and pagers, and it was before social media and everything.
You had a pager.
Right. Oh, I had a pager.
but I didn't get a
page. Dead. Kurt Cobain is dead. You know, so I get home from Yakima and everyone's like, You've been under a fucking rock? And I'm like, yes. Yes.
It's
like, I was doing Sawyer Brown at the Sundome, so I don't know about Nirvana.
Yeah, that was a weird one. And then he was dead. We had a house that Peach Pit house.
The Peach Pit I left on the U District.
50th and 12th across from what used to be Burger
that
King,
Safeway,
Ivers, and the YMCA.
Dude, I love that house.
It was great when we
moved
in.
That's where the dude pushed the mattress over.
Yeah, we're in the basement.
Oh, remember like that? Remember that like weird toilet in your basement?
Bedroom. Yeah.
There was a toilet in the basement with no walls.
You got to talk into your mic.
Oh, there was a toilet in the basement with no walls.
Like, so if you're doing your laundry, you don't have to go upstairs, but you don't. There's no privacy. You're just like,
yeah. You could just sit there and it's just take a
part of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yeah. But that whole house, it was one of those giant.
The Peach Pit.
Like $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you never really
like
knew
seven people in there. But
you never knew who was really living there.
And now you can get that house for the low cost of $1 million.
It's still there. It's still a rental. When we moved in there, the house was pristine. It was all girls. Me and Steve moved in because there were. And when we moved out.
This is
out,
his high school buddy. It's a different Steve.
We turned into a band house. And when we moved out, there was yellow tape across the front door. And they had the sign saying your electricity's been shut off and your water and their broken windows. And it was
the like, mattress.
We drove that house into the ground. It was a gorgeous house.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You remember the address?
I would wake up on
1202 50th Avenue Northeast.
I would wake up on this really gross couch in the living room all the time. It's just so disgusting. That's remember that really piano gross. In your living room?
Oh, yeah.
And then remember how like there was that small, your front yard slanted up off the sidewalk?
Yeah.
I didn't want to like park, so I would always park in the front yard. I would pull up on that park because I was like, I can't find parking. So I would just jam up there. Yeah. No one ever said shit. Steve, what are you doing? No, I was just like, cool. Yeah, totally.
That was a great spot.
Oh,
we'd have
pit.
Parties in there.
You guys would have big boy parties. Big like, did you even
parties.
Know have parties?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even know. You would probably get home. And be like,
oh, no, it was on purpose.
What the fuck? Why are there all these people here?
Well, all the bands play there. And that's where I met, we had the, we played with, what was Jeff Rouse's fat band?
Alien Crime Syndicate?
No, the Rhino Humpers.
Oh, yeah, those guys did good.
We played with there. They came and played and... All the, I think Silly Rabbit played there and Laughing Man, and we might have even played there.
Hoover Kane. Were you in that band with Eric?
Was that Eric's band?
Uh-huh.
Eric, the guy we play with?
Uh-huh.
Oh, was he in Hoover Kane?
Yeah, because, and I'm going to bring you, I have a Hoover Kane single, colored vinyl.
Ooh.
Super, super rare.
Nice.
And I'm going to give it back to Eric.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
I don't.
Bring
it here?
I'm going to give it to a friend of mine.
Oh, I thought you said you were
we have a mutual friend who works here.
We were at that party. We were having a party at that place. Do you remember Joe Russell? Do you remember Tony Russell? The Silly Rabbit singer guy?
Yeah.
You remember his
brother? Is he like a Microsoft guy now?
Totally. Marketing. Yeah. It's fine. He's doing great, Tony. We love you.
I think he's doing good. Yeah, I heard he was doing good.
Oh,
yeah.
He's crushing. He's got 4 or 5 amazing daughters. But we were... Do you remember his brother, Joe? Who's tall, skinny guy?
Yeah, bald guy with the big glasses. Dude.
Right,
yeah.
Right. He went out on the porch one time, and there was some punk rockers out there, and there was somebody from our place swinging a broom at them.
That was so cool. That was so, God, there were some good parties. Super. I totally remember this.
And Joe goes out there, and the guy turns around and tries to swing on Joe, and Joe punches
him. Yeah, and knocked him out.
And then later, the guy came in and was thanking Joe for having his back. And so from then on, it was like, you don't want to mess with Joe because he's going to punch you so hard, you're going to thank him for it later.
The fucking broom really handle. He tried to, just anyway, we're out of nowhere, right? Yeah, I'm just like,
Pam.
Ooh. I'm glad that somebody here can kick his ass because I can't. But my hair looks good. Yeah,
lots of parties. I had this really great cologne collection. And every time I'd be like upstairs, every time somebody would come out of the bathroom, some dude would be like, I'd smell another one of my colognes on them. It's like, I probably should have hid those.
And you're like, hey, man, did you get my Old Spice? Fuck.
Is that monogram you're wearing? All right, Dan, say something.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, Dan.
I'm really trying to. I've had quite the week so far.
Oh, Dan.
No. Yeah.
This is great. Dan, how old were you in, like, say, 93? How old were you?
93. I think I was 5.
Sweet. Dan was 5.
It would have been really inappropriate.
I was 4.
For us to hang out with you then.
Yeah, Dan, to take you to parties probably would have been like, we would have gotten in trouble.
Well, you know what? Luckily, we probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble because they weren't really strict on, you know, child theft or,
right.
You know. I mean, that's a pretty reasonable.
Well,
thing.
We wouldn't have kept him.
No.
No. It would have been like one of those really shitty movies from the early 2000s where they're like, two stoner dudes that end up with a kid on accident and don't know what to do with him.
Right? Hey, dude, where's my cousin?
Like Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve. Yeah. Oh, man, we love Scuba
Something
Steve.
Something like that. Right. Yeah.
Oh, such a good action figure.
It might have been fun.
Yeah.
I bet it would have been a good hang.
It would have been fucking bizarre.
I can only imagine Dan at 5.
Been tall.
And we would have been, Dan, How do I use my texter? How do I use my pager?
I would probably figure out your VCR, no problem.
Right. Oh, yeah, VCRs.
Oh.
You need a VCR?
Everyone needs a VCR.
Yeah, why not?
I can send you home with one tonight.
Can I have one?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We've been looking for one.
You guys can each have a VCR. They may even have remotes.
I got a Megadeth hat and a VCR. Have you guys ever heard of the movie
Magical Night for You?
Called Reuben and Ed?
No.
It's Crispin Glover and Howard Hessman.
I know Crispin Glover for sure.
And Howard Hessman is Dr. Johnny Fever.
Okay.
And it's the greatest movie of all time. I have it on VHS.
VHS.
Yeah.
You can probably...
Oh, dude.
Can't you find it online right now?
No. The movie?
Uh-huh.
No.
Wow.
No. Fact check, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe you can, but
okay.
No, of course
okay,
not.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Well, but you can
it's
still, but now you can watch it, though.
Yeah.
It just feels amazing. Like, that's surprising that it's out of print.
Yeah.
Because well, everything.
It was super, super culty.
Okay,
like it was,
right.
It was
no,
small.
There's, right, right.
It's Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, who, you know, Back to the Future, and then a bunch of bizarre shit.
This is one of the bizarre
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he did not a ton. Quite, of, he's done a ton of bizarre shit.
Yeah. It was one of those. But Howard Hessman.
Oh, fuck.
You guys, maybe I should... We should do a watch party.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
A watch party and tape it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
okay,
great...
Okay, it's a great
like,
idea.
Like, do a Mystery Science Theater
yes.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Okay,
because
cool.
Now we got VCRs.
We can do it here.
Yeah.
Put up a screen.
Wait, do we got a projector?
We'll get one.
We'll get a projector.
We got a screen.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yes, we totally have a screen.
Yeah.
We have like a 10, we have a 15 by 12 or something.
And we can Perfect. Put it through that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we fire up the speakers?
Can we bring some people? Go to a watch party? Oh, it could be our first live one.
Yeah.
We'll work just up do to it that.
We'll, you know what we'll do?
We'll do the watch party.
We'll
I like
ask
that.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
No.
Is that cool?
No.
No, that's cool. We'll just do that.
No, because you guys...
I'm just kidding.
Everyone gets to go home for dinner but me. I'm the one that's like hang back right. and answer the... But we'll get there.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get there.
For sure.
No, yes. I just... Yeah. I have to... That I have to work out above radar, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of above radar, yeah. Steve, you did a really good job of filling out the Google Doc this week.
Oh.
Really good job.
I would like to say that I clicked on it and that I didn't...
Did you?
Yeah, I checked it. There was nothing on it.
That was for input.
That was for you to type into
input.
It.
Well,
where you put
you guys in, didn't do you oh, no, no one Dan, else put totally in did. Stuff in.
He made it so that you wouldn't see ours unless you put something in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fucking that's
you know.
What?
So now your homework is to fill out the outline.
Come on.
And
dude.
Then you'll see what we have to add.
Here's what you need to be doing.
Look, yeah. Guys, if you're going to Look, I'm like the fucking lead singer. You guys are like the rhythm section.
Yeah. Look, we've decided that's not the case. It was when was here, and now gone, okay? Went on to greener pastures.
It's like Menudo. It's like, wow, dude, you're 17. See ya.
That's all right. Ricky Martin like, hit the skids.
Was Ricky Martin in Menudo?
Of course he was.
Fucking, he's super fucking talented.
He's handsome.
He's a fucking talented fucker. Yeah.
And wasn't... No, he wasn't. Who's the guy that just did? Never mind. I won't come up with it. Fact check.
Oh yeah, fact check. We'll eventually get Smart Window, but as the show evolves.
You know, Steve, don't promise features.
I love Smart Window. Hey, listeners, eventually we're gonna have Smart Window to correct Jeff and Dan when they fuck up.
As a sponsor.
Well,
sponsored by.
Oh, is Smart Window a thing that we already know? That,
oh, I don't know.
I hope. Oh, great! Now we're in trouble. Things now we're in trouble.
How many people, like, how is it that all the people we know now work at Amazon, Microsoft, or what's the other one?
Is Google from here?
Oh, no, but there's a Google here too.
There's a Google building.
Yeah, yeah.
They dropped a crane on those people. It was very sad.
Wasn't a Google.
Thanks, Google. The crane hit the Google building.
Oh.
Yes, it did. The crane hit the Google building.
It was coming off of there. My friends. A girl I went to high school with, her husband owns that crane, or is a crane owner of that crane company.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got some shit to explain.
Well, it was apparently there's a really weird,
they were disassembling it wrong, I believe.
Well, yeah, but it's whose responsibilities is it? Because you rent the people the crane. It wasn't like they were operating it. And it's like, who's taking it down? Is it the contractor? Whose fault is it? I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll get back to you.
Right. The contractor Maybe next one. Takes it down, I think.
Maybe. Hope. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, it's like, hey, I'm renting this crane.
But you know,
I don't know how to put it up. What the fuck? How do you put it up?
Well, you know what used to be right there was the tow truck.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This whole town. I wonder where they put that thing. I wonder where they moved it. I would drive into the city and see it there for years and years.
It's now over at Mohai.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad that they didn't. Yeah. Right. I'm glad this, because we've wrecked some cool shit in this town.
The pink elephant car
it's
wash
going down right now, right?
Yeah.
And behind the tow truck was Western Marine.
Oh, yeah, Western Marine. Yeah.
And above Western Marine is where the Foo Fighters played their first ever show.
Oh, you lived in that building.
I didn't, but friends did.
I thought you lived there.
Troy, you remember Troy Layton? He's buddies with Lawrence.
I don't really remember.
He's buddies with Will Goldsmith.
The Foo Fighters played a show there?
Yeah, there's a picture. It came out not too long ago. It was in Rolling Stone, of all places.
Okay.
And there's a picture of that happening, and I'm in the picture, and Mike Todd from Hell Upside Down is in the picture because they played with them.
Okay, got it.
Everybody left as soon as the Foo Fighters were done. And
then everyone left?
Yeah. And Mike and those guys had to play to nobody. Except for
that happens a lot.
Pat stuck around.
Oh, Pat.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I see. Yeah.
But yeah, all that stuff's gone.
I was probably working in Yakima working
at the Sun Dome.
Yeah, I was at the Sun Dome doing like, you know, Barbara Mandrell or some really awesome show like that. Yeah.
But
I mean, I did get to go to some magical shows, like we were talking, like Nirvana at the OK Hotel. Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good.
And I couldn't remember, we were on mushrooms or we weren't?
You were.
I was.
Wait. Maybe. We probably were, because if we were hanging, we partied a lot when you owned that orange van.
Right,
we partied a lot.
I just found
because
a
we didn't have to. We didn't have to like drive home. We could just kind of
sleep. And I had a camper.
It was a camper van. Yeah, like a conversion van.
Yeah,
Volkswagen.
Bright orange. Oh, yeah. It was really fucking. I liked it. Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
it's like driving around with a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. You probably lived in that thing on and off here and there, didn't you?
I lived in it when I was getting it. I had the engine redone, and I couldn't afford to have an apartment.
So
I'm like, fuck it.
So you had to stay in the van in the garage?
At the garage. It was outside, and that was the 1990 when it snowed so much. I was living in that fucking thing out. I just ride my bike in the snow.
People try
to ride a bike in the snow.
Right. Meanwhile, I was like going to my mom's house and stealing groceries because, you know, I didn't want to sweep in a van with Jeff.
Right, totally. But the first place I moved after the van was done was the apartment you always talk about with those two guys that you ate their cookies. That's the first place I moved to.
Yeah, I stole their food.
And I stole
their Sara Lee snacks. And the dude got mad at me.
Oh, and to bring it all around, that guy, one of those two dudes, we ran into at the Nirvana show. He was
He's like, hey, man.
Those are my cookies.
Those are my cookies. And I'm just like, I'm going this way.
That was the first time Nirvana ever played Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Dang. You've been to some shows.
So have you. And there's a video on YouTube of that show, the whole thing.
At the OK Hotel, right? Yeah.
And I think we're both in it.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mushrooms. I don't know why that was the same night.
Mushrooms were free, so we might have. We didn't buy these mushrooms.
These were bought mushrooms. Well, someone gave me a stem. I thought we broke it in half.
Did we eat them or did we like drink it? No, we ate it. It was dry.
It was one of the first dry ones. Because you could go wander around up in Woodinville and get blue ringers in cow fields. Yeah. But you remember...
And then remember you'd put it on pizza and just... Grub, 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 grub.
That's gross. And you ruin pizza.
And then get high.
That Nirvana show was the same night that Alice in Chains filmed their section of Singles. I was working in Linwood at some shitty paint store.
And Kelly Moore.
That's the one. And we were in touch, and we were both going to go to the parking lot at Seattle Center and try to be an extra.
Oh.
And I, like, get there in my stupid getup.
Kelly Moore outfit?
Yeah, just as the buses are pulling away. And I see you, and you're like, it was stupid. They already had him picked out. It's cool, though. Nirvana's playing a secret show at the OK Hotel. Fuck Alice in Chains.
It was stupid. That was like the super long.
It was dumb. That was the first time I ever heard anyone say the term secret show.
Secret show.
Yeah.
And then we went.
We did. We totally went. And it wasn't like this thing where there were a million people there because there was a secret show.
It was actually a secret.
Yeah.
This is the other thing too is like me and Jeff had this magical skill of, I don't know, but we didn't buy tickets.
And was this before or after you were working in the industry?
Oh, this is before industry.
No, you were working with the Crocodiles.
I was on the club circuit and
he was local.
But we didn't like. I remember one year. I remember one year, New Year's Eve. I'm walking down the street. I run it. You're I run into you in front of the Central, and you're like, "Hey, bro, psh, high five! you want to go in?" And I'm like, "Yeah, killer!" And like, we just start walking through the main entrance. There's a line around the block, and some guy's like, "Blah blah 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 blah," and you're like, "Suck it!" And I'm like, "I'm so glad I'm not with the regular."
That dude must be silly.
Oh my god! And I like walk in and be like, "Oh, I don't want to wait in line for beer."
No. Yeah.
You would get a pitcher and then just drink it.
Out of the pitcher.
Yeah. The pitcher was your cup because you didn't want to get in line again. Yeah. So you would just order, you would get a pitcher for yourself and then just, yeah, it was just
maybe
like.
If you wanted to share, just, you
ooh,
get two.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. That was when we could still drink beer all the time and not be fat.
Right. And fat. God.
At what age did that start happening, you guys?
When did I start getting fat? I got fat before everyone else.
I'm just asking for myself.
I got fat first because I got a paycheck, so I actually ate more food than most of these guys.
And a lot of your gig is sitting down waiting for stuff to happen. 40s is when you got to stop drinking beer for sure.
I would say late 30s.
See, I'm in my early 30s right now.
Right.
You have about five years.
No, you should transition now to tequila soda.
I am I've started with whiskeys.
Skip the brown liquor, man. It's nobody's friend.
Clear liquor.
Yeah.
Clear liquor.
Clear or either tequila silver, tequila reposado. You'd be fine. A little soda water.
You know what? Yeah. What's a good mixer?
Soda water. No calories.
Uh-huh. But there's no taste.
You don't need taste. What do you need taste for? You want taste? Have a sandwich.
Well, I don't need the carbs. You know?
There's taste in tequila.
Lettuce. Yeah.
I'm going to have a lettuce wrap sandwich. Oh, and nice. I would like a 7 and Diet 7.
They don't have 7 anymore.
They don't have 7 Up?
Seagram 7.
They don't have Seagram?
No.
What?
They don't have that. They don't have black.
Seagram's is gone?
They don't have black velvet anymore.
I remember black velvet. Was that whiskey?
Yeah.
They still have it somehow.
No, I thought I saw that at Bevmo.
Seagram's.
The other
day. They still have Seagram's,
always,
don't they?
Hey, as always, fact check. Come on. Stop yelling.
I mean, I did hear that they recently got rid of Tab.
I thought it came back. You can get it.
No, they got rid
market.
Of it.
You can get it.
Well, no, it's called Diet Coke now, right?
Well, they've been calling it Diet Coke for a long time.
Right. Yeah. You can still get it at like World Market and stuff.
Okay.
I think.
Now, Coke actually discontinued the brand.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, man, you know what to do?
To get rid of,
we should
like,
buy a bunch of it. We should buy a bunch of it and sell it on eBay. Dude.
No, it's not worth it.
Dan said
it's
no.
not worth it.
Our producer.
The aspartame shelf life is just not a thing, man.
Dan. Will you stop crushing dreams?
That's all I do.
Okay.
So Seagram's and Black Velvet, those were the two?
Seagram's 7. Is still there, right?
Yeah, Seagram's is a company.
Because that was like...
Yeah, they run the music
remember,
industry.
That was the drink, 7 and 7.
Yeah. Yeah, now they just run the music industry. Seagram's.
It's Seagram's 7 Crown.
Oh, so Crown is 7?
Like as in Crown...
Seagram's 7 Crown is what it's called.
So you got Crown and Soda. It's a 7.
RC, like Royal Crown.
No. Like
soda.
What am I thinking of? What's the blue bag?
That's Crown Royal.
Crown Royal. And is that the same thing?
Oh, no. Blue. No. What's the Black Crown Royal?
Crown Royal
comes in the purple bag.
What's the blue bag, Dan?
It's a Crown purple Royal. Bag.
So it's Crown Royal.
It's either Crown Royal but, or Crown
isn't it a purple
Royal.
Bag, not a brown?
Which,
it's not a blue bag, it's
Canada
a purple bag.
You get it from...
Yeah, okay. So does Seagram's make Crown?
You know, I'm really excited about Canada.
Canada rules.
Yeah, we're excited. They're going to become one of our states. You know, they're going to be like the 52nd state or something like that.
Why?
Because.
When?
Didn't they say they wanted to join us and be a state? Canada?
What?
They're going to be like, it's like Puerto Rico.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I can't tell I'm totally fucking joking. Yeah, not going to be a state. They're not going to be a state.
Yeah, okay.
What will happen here, this is what the conspiracy people told me.
Oh.
When the grain belt shifts to Canada from America, we're just going to kind of like take it. Hmm. That's what the conspiracy guys told me.
Yeah, okay.
Because we need the food.
Well, I think that should be, we should broach that subject on our next episode.
Yes. Conspiracy theories in Canada.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I conspiracy theories?
So
that's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good episode.
I'll drop a little. What part of it can be that my theory is that the entire Trump presidency and the
all 4 years
and 2020 and the pandemic were all just the long con so that the Pentagon could drop the part where there are UFOs.
Whoa. Say yes. That again.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Pentagon could what?
Yeah. Drop the part where there are UFOs. They
to prepare us yeah. for UFOs.
Yeah.
We already know that there are UFOs.
But no. The Pentagon, the government had never confirmed it.
So you're saying
the whole thing was a.
You're saying that just the last 3 or 4 years is just to like kind of
stir in the waters,
get everybody desensitized.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep.
That makes
and say, hey,
so
people,
much sense.
Hey, yeah. We found life on Mars, or we found you know.
No, it's like the Navy pilot guy. Their big New York Times story. They engaged this thing, and they're like, they're Navy pilots, and it's on radar, and it's like it totally happened. And the Pentagon said, that's nothing we have in our, that's none of ours. Yes, that happened. That's not from here.
I've seen, are you talking about, I think I've seen.
It's not of this world.
I've seen yeah. on.
He said something like, it's not in our inventory.
They showed, they showed the footage. And you could hear the Air Force pilots or the Navy pilots,
yeah,
and they were like,
planes. "There's two planes."
And like the thing, yeah. the thing turned on a dime and kind of disappeared.
Yeah, exactly.
And the pilots
yeah.
are like,
"Well, the one above is like the one below was engaging it,
uh-huh.
and it came towards it and then disappeared. And the plane below is like, you see it? It's like, no, but it's gone. It's just gone."
Right. I've heard this. I've heard the communique.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've yeah. heard that.
So that's our conspiracy.
But wait, but time out. But I mean, it's already been on TV and everything.
No,
so it's like,
yeah. no but the full disclosure is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's got to be coming.
You think it's coming?
Well, no, I don't know.
No.
I hope it is.
It'd be great, no. but what, you know.
I'll tell you what, man, the whole Trump thing, whew. I mean, wow. I mean.
Again, next episode.
Next episode, because
it's going to be a juicy episode.
Was it like? I mean, is Trump a conspiracy?
Trump was inevitable.
Dude's fucking popular. Fucker's popular.
Can't deny it.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And people are afraid of him.
Yeah.
People are afraid of the fucker. All right. Next topic.
I think for a first episode, Seattle yeah. Today, I think we kicked ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. No.
We got to get our bearings somehow.
We didn't think it was a little flat?
We'll just chop it up.
Yeah, you just
okay,
fix it
right.
in post-production.
Well, the good news is that we all work for my wife, so
yeah. I thought you were
I'm not
the
fired. You better keep the your ratings better stay up or you're fucking, we're going to replace you with somebody younger and better
and
looking.
Steve.
Go for Steve.
You need to update the Google Doc.
Google Doc.
Anyway, this has been Seattle Today.